You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is This Little Piggy. Once upon a time, there lived a couple, Don and Sandra, who owned a butcher shop in a small town. Sandra had recently given birth to a baby girl named Ashley. Don ran the butcher shop alone while Sandra stayed home to look after the baby. Each morning, a nearby monastery would sound a gong to wake everyone in the monastery. Living close by, Don could hear the gong every morning. Eventually, the sound of the morning gong became Don's alarm clock. Once he heard the gong, he knew it was time to get up and get ready for work. Don's routine each morning was to slaughter and prepare a single pig. Usually, by the time he finished, the morning sun would already be shining up high. It was the perfect time to bring the pork meat to the market, as everyone would already be up and headed to the market for their daily shopping. One afternoon, Don came home earlier as he'd sold everything. Pleased to see Don home early, Sandra said, "You're home early. How about we eat out tonight?" "Yes, it's been a while. We have not eaten out since Ashley was born," Don replied. "Speaking of Ashley, I noticed something rather strange. Each morning, right after the gong sounds, she won't stop crying. I've tried everything. Feeding her, changing her nappy, but nothing worked. That is strange. Is it the gong that's bothering her?" Don replied. "That's what I first thought as well. But when the gong rings, she still seemed all right. It's more obvious when the gong stops ringing," Sandra said. "I see. Well, after the gong, I am busy preparing the meat for the market. But I'll try to help you with her," Don said. "It's okay. Getting to the market early is important. I'll just bring it up at the next mothers group meeting and see if anyone has any suggestions," Sandra said. "All right," Don replied. That evening, Don and Sandra had a nice dinner. When they got back home, Don prepared his tools for the next morning and then went to bed. The next day, when Don woke up, it was already bright and sunny. He thought, "Oh no, I've overslept. But the gong, how come I didn't hear it?" He looked over to Sandra, who was still sound asleep, and Ashley was up but not crying, just babbling. He got up and picked up Ashley. She smiled in his arms, and Don thought, "This is the first time she smiles at me. Usually she's either crying or cranky when I hold her." Sandra woke up and, seeing Don with Ashley, smiled and said, "Good morning." Don explained to her how he missed the morning gong and he might as well take the day off now. Sandra agreed. However, all morning, Don couldn't stop thinking about why the morning gong did not sound. By lunchtime, Sandra suggested to Don that he go find out why, as the mystery was bothering him. When Don arrived at the monastery, he was greeted by a monastic. Don joined his palms and said, "Hello, my name is Don. I live just down the road." "Nice to meet you, Don. What brings you here today?" the monastic said. Don explained, "I usually hear the gong every morning. But this morning I didn't hear it. I was just wondering why today. Was there a particular reason?" "Yes, you're right. Sounding the gong is a daily ritual at our monastery. However, last night I had a dream. There were 11 piglets, all of them kneeling before me. One piglet had black spots on his back. It came up to me and begged me to save them all. I could not make sense of it. Each piglet told me that as long as I didn't ring the gong in the morning, they would all be saved. Then I woke up. This dream felt so real. If you had seen their faces, you would know what I mean. I did not want to take the risk. I could not bear to see the piglets suffer if the dream was true. So this morning, I decided to skip the morning gong signal and bow to the Buddha for forgiveness. The monastic said, I see. Thank you for your time. I should probably head home now. Don replied. On his way home, he thought about the conversation he had with the monastic. Then a thought suddenly burst into his mind. A mother pig. Could it be? He rushed home. As soon as he reached the yard, he looked on in utter shock. The pig that was meant to be slaughtered and prepared that very morning had given birth to piglets. Even more shocking to Don, he counted 11 little piglets in total. One of the piglets, with black spots on his back, came up and nudged him. He knelt to pick up the piglet, and when their eyes met, his heart melted. He now knew exactly what the monastic meant. He too could not bear to see the piglets suffer. At that moment, Sandra walked in holding their baby girl. Seeing both families made whole, Don knew that he no longer wanted to be a butcher. This story highlights how an act of compassion can have a great impact on others and can even save a life. The monastic sensed the suffering of the piglets and, out of compassion, fulfilled their request of not ringing the gong in the morning. This was not only an act of compassion, but also a demonstration of expedient means. In Buddhism, bodhisattvas are often said to use expedient means, meaning they apply suitable and practical skills tailored to help sentient beings according to their disposition. The monastic's act of compassion ultimately changed the lives of the 11 piglets. Moreover, Don came to realize the cruelty of slaughtering animals. If the monastic had stuck to a strict rule that must always be followed, in this case, sounding the gong that morning, the outcome for the little piglets would have been far different. Instead, the monastic's kind thoughts also influenced Don's actions and led him to change his lifestyle. The actions of both the monastic and Don illustrate their ability to adapt according to the situation at hand. When adapting with kindness and compassion, the resulting effects are immeasurable. A wise person who adapts to circumstances is like water that shapes itself into the vessel that holds it. Learning to adapt requires acceptance of any given situation. Following acceptance, we can then determine a way forward. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, you do not have to believe in the Buddha, but you must believe in the law of causality. You can do without Buddhism, but you can never do without compassion. This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.